And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 22nd of June, 2017. It's the birthday of the novelist Erich Maria Remarque, born in Osnabrück, Germany, 1898, author of the novel All Quiet on the Western Front, describing trench warfare in World War I, told by a young man who says, "I am young, I am 20 years old, yet I know nothing of life but despair, death, fear, and fatuous superficiality cast over an abyss of shadow." It's the birthday of the director and screenwriter Billy Wilder, born in Vienna, 1906. He was a reporter in Berlin, eventually found work as a scriptwriter, more than a dozen German films. He was Jewish, and so when Hitler arrived, Billy Wilder left. Arrived in Hollywood, 1934, with $11 in his pocket. His big break came when Paramount Studios put him together with the writer Charles Brackett, and together they wrote Nanochka and The Lost Weekend and Sunset Boulevard. And then he paired up with I.A.L. Diamond and wrote Love in the Afternoon, The Apartment, The Fortune Cookie, and other movies. He directed Marilyn Monroe in The Seven-Year Itch and Some Like It Hot. Billy Wilder said, "An audience is never wrong. An individual member of it may be an imbecile, but 1,000 imbeciles together in the dark, that is critical genius." It's the birthday of Meryl Streep, born in Summit, New Jersey, 1949, went off to Vassar. One of her earliest auditions for a film role was for Dino De Laurentiis' King Kong. Laurentiis said to his son in Italian, looking at Meryl Streep, "This is so ugly. Why did you bring me this?" And Streep, who understood Italian, said, "I'm very sorry that I'm not as beautiful as I should be, but, you know, this is it. This is what you get." Her first big break was the role of Robert De Niro's girlfriend in The Deer Hunter, 1978. And it's the birthday of Senator Elizabeth Warren, born in Oklahoma City, 1949. Her mother worked at Sears. Her father was a maintenance man. He died of a massive heart attack when she was 12 years old. Family lost their car, and she went to work at her aunt's Mexican restaurant to help support the family. Elizabeth Warren, author of the book The Fragile Middle Class, Americans in Debt, and also The Two-Income Trap, Why Middle-Class Mothers and Fathers Are Going Broke. Here's a poem for today by Irene Blair Honeycutt entitled Blessing. May time grant you the lasting memory of the summer night on Jonas Ridge when we were walking the dogs late, the white rail fence our guide. When we turned back toward the cabin, darkness pressed against our faces, and a host of fireflies flashed in the mist settling on the fields, blinking green from another realm, lighting the divide between road and weeds. The dogs looked up frenzied, katydids took a rest, following the tiny globes. We felt our way to the gravel hill that sloped toward the yellow glow of lamplight from the cabin windows. Blessing, a poem by Irene Blair Honeycutt from Beneath the Bamboo Sky, published by Main Street Rag Publishing Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.